Good morning. I didn't know I was going to have to compete with candy. Sorry, I didn't bring you all candy. Oh, it's good to be with you this morning. Greetings from Bishop Satterley and the rest of the Synod staff on this Festival of the Holy Trinity. One of those days where rather than we focus on a particular teaching of Jesus, we get a chance to kind of dream and think about how big is God. And we try to describe it with a doctrine of, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but really God is even bigger than that. So this is a Sunday we get to kind of dream a little bit, to think about all the different experiences and ideas we have about what God is like. I mean, most Sundays our texts are devoted to a particular teaching of Jesus, but today it's more about dreaming a little about God. Some would say that having a doctrine about God as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit might be a little limiting, but really I think it just starts the conversation with us about what God is like. And of course, there isn't a page we can turn to in the Bible that says, this is the doctrine of the Trinity, but it really permeates all of Scripture from the first page of the Bible. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved over the waters and there was heaven and earth. So we already see this different descriptions of God from the very first page of the Bible. So it's time to dream and be a little mystical for a moment in our worship about how big God is. Now, I tend to be a concrete thinker. When I was in college, before I decided to become a pastor back in the olden days, I was an engineering major, and you don't get to be mystical very often when you're designing electronic circuit boards or how a bridge is going to work. You don't get to be mystical about that. That's very concrete. But I think sometimes that's the way we're used to thinking, is being very concrete. We would like to have everything about God laid out on paper so we know exactly what God is like, or maybe we know where God is and where God isn't, so that we're not surprised sometimes by finding out God is in places and doing things that we're not always ready for. We probably would like life that way too, right down so everything's explained, so there are no surprises, but everything is laid out. But the thing is, God doesn't conform to our way of thinking. God is bigger than what we can imagine in our brains or put down on paper. The more we, as the children's story was, our time was talking about, study about God, I think the more we figure out how much bigger God is than what we first imagined. So as the Trinity Sunday is a Sunday about our doctrine of the church and what we believe God to be like, it also challenges us to think bigger, to think beyond just a small understanding of God, to think about how big God is, that the God who created the universe, not just Earth, not just our solar system, but the entire universe, also created us and knows us by name. And the prophet Isaiah says, has called us by name and said, you are mine. Just imagine that for a minute. The God who created the universe knows your name and created you. In the gospel text, Jesus says to the disciples, there's much more I need to teach you, but you can't bear it all now. It's something like that when you think about God. There's much more I want to tell you about God, Jesus says, but you can only absorb so much at a time. God is bigger. I suppose if I live to be 100, I'm doing pretty well. My dad's 92. I'm going to call him this afternoon and talk to him. So I said, Dad, the longer you live, the better my odds are. But if I live to be 100, if you live to be more than 100, we're never going to understand everything about God. Just a little piece of how big and vast and loving God is. The text for the day, each one, just give us a little glimpse about God. The first reading from Proverbs, the Psalm, the text from Romans, the text from John, all just give us little glimpses about God. You know, kind of our Western way of thinking is we'll study and learn more and more about God, and pretty soon we'll understand everything there is to understand about God. Jewish mystics, some of them influenced our writing of the Old Testament, thought it was different. They thought that God is all around us, and every once in a while God gives us a little glimpse of what God is like, or a little glimpse of how close God's in. Kind of like every once in a while God opens a little window and lets you peek in to see what God is like or what God is doing. That's what I think about for today. Today is one of those texts, one of those days in the church calendar where we think about times in our lives when we've seen a little peek of what God is like. When we've seen a little pink peek about how God is close to us or has encouraged us or loved us. So the scriptures for today, the first scripture reading is from Proverbs. About wisdom, that God's wisdom is actually can be a force in the universe, that God's wisdom itself is powerful. I get this picture that God thinks of something and it comes to be. The scripture reading, as we read it this morning, reminds us that in Proverbs, wisdom is a female voice. It gives me this picture that God dreams of something and plants it in the wisdom of the mother, and it grows to birth. God's wisdom dreamed up the system of the planets so they don't run into each other. Galaxies. And on the other end, God's wisdom created atoms and molecules so that they all fit together to make everything that there is. God's wisdom is another way of thinking about how vast and powerful God is. In the Psalms, God is the majestic Lord over everything, teamed up with wisdom. And we are but mere mortals. But God, the God who created the universe, is willing to and desires to love us. That's another one of those things that if we live to be more than 100, we'll continually contemplate, why would God love us? We don't always get everything right. In fact, in Romans, the Apostle Paul says, I know I never get anything right. I try to do what's right, but it always happens to be that I do the wrong thing. But God, the creator of the universe, trusts us to help God take care of that universe, take care of this earth. Made me think, if you created a universe, if you created a planet, would you let human beings be in charge of it? But God trusts us to follow God's dream of what the world could be and should be like. Then we have this passage from Romans, which is kind of Paul's theme about grace. Paul gave us one of these themes that repeats over and over in the book of Romans, that we are justified by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Now there's another thing. If we live to be 100, I'll never understand God's grace. That God will forgive us for things we've done, even though we don't have to, and when we don't have to pay the price. That Jesus paid the price and we receive grace from God. I'll never understand that grace completely as long as I live. And then we circle back to the Gospel of John today, where it reminds us of the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This passage comes from the end of the Last Supper. In the Gospel of John, it's the last important things that Jesus teaches the disciples as they're leaving the Last Supper. He's going out to the garden and all the things that will happen that night and the next morning, Good Friday, where Jesus will die on the cross. So we read from this section of John the last three Sundays in Easter, then last week was Pentecost, and we come back to it now to remind us about the Holy Spirit, that God's Spirit will be with us forever. The Spirit will guide us, move us, poke us sometimes, inspire us, and surprise us, but be with us. So think about, as we think about this Sunday of the Trinity, dream about experiences you've had where you felt God's presence. Maybe it was in art or music. Maybe, I hope, it was in some reading of the Scripture, a story in the Bible where you identified. Maybe it's when you saw God alive in someone else, in their serving, or their loving, or their caring. Maybe it was in seeing your generosity or someone else's generosity. Or maybe you felt the presence of God at a time when you were in deep despair or sadness. Or maybe it was a time of excessive joy when you celebrated. Maybe the birth of a child, or for me, my grandson. Maybe you see God at work in others, or see God at work in your own life. You did something or reached out and did something, and all at once you said, "That wasn't me. I didn't think I could do that. That was God working through me." Today we celebrate how big God is, but yet how close, how vast, but loving. On Trinity Sunday, we dare to dream about this God who loves us, names us, and calls us by name. In Psalm 46, the psalmist reminds us that sometimes we have to be still and know God. We talk a lot, the radio's on, the TV's on, are listening to our phone, and we're reminded that sometimes we discover God in silence. I just saw a piece on the internet the other day, that scientists have said that silence is good for us, with all the noise in the world. So the psalmist knew something 3,000 years ago that we're just kind of reaffirming these days, that being still can help us know God. It also says being still relieves your tension, replaces your mental resources, helps us connect with our inner self, and silence actually regenerates brain cells. Be still and know that I am God. Take time in your life today, this week, whenever you can manage it, to have some silence and think about God. Think about God in your life, in the life of your family, in the life of your church, your community, in the world. Dream about how big God is, but how close and loving and gracious and forgiving. And then take God with you out into the world in your life and mission. Amen.